This is the Sakar Murli of 24th of December 2024. Essence, sweet children, in order to have unlimited happiness and intoxication, renounce the illness of body consciousness. Have loving intellects and reform your behavior. Question. Which children cannot have any wrong intoxication of this knowledge? Answer. Those who accurately know and remember the Father, those who praise the Father from their hearts and pay full attention to this study are the children who can never have any wrong type of intoxication of this knowledge. Those who consider the Father to be ordinary are unable to remember him. If they remembered him, they would definitely write to him and give him news of themselves. When a child doesn't write to Baba and give him news, the father wonders whether that child has become unconscious. Om Shanti. The father sits here and explains, children, when a new person comes, first of all give him the introduction of the two fathers, the limited and the unlimited. The unlimited father means the father of unlimited souls. Each human soul has a separate, limited father. Not everyone will imbibe this knowledge to the same extent. Some only imbibe 1% of it, whereas others imbibe 95% of it. It is all a matter of understanding. There will be the sun and moon dynasties. There will be the king, the queen, and the subjects. There will be all kinds of people as subjects. Subjects means subjects. The father explains that this is a study that each of you studies according to your intellect. Each of you has received your own part to play. To whatever extent you imbibed this knowledge in the previous cycle, to that extent you will imbibe it now. However much anyone studies cannot remain hidden. You receive a status according to how much you study. The father has explained that you will have to take an exam later on. You cannot get transferred without taking an exam. You will come to know everything at the end, but you can understand even now what status you are worthy of receiving. Although you all raise your hands out of embarrassment, each of you can understand whether you could possibly become that. Nevertheless, some of you raise your hands. This is called ignorance. The father very quickly understands that worldly students have more sense than you do. They know when they're unworthy of receiving a scholarship that they won't pass. They're able to understand how many marks they will receive in whatever subject the teacher teaches them. They wouldn't say that they will pass with honours. Here, some of you children don't even have this much sense. You have a great deal of body consciousness. You have come here to become like them, the deities. Therefore, your behavior also has to be like theirs. The father says, there are those whose intellects have no love for the father at the time of destruction, because they do not love the father accurately. The father has explained to you children the accurate meaning of having an intellect that has no love at the time of destruction. If even you children are unable to understand this fully, What would others understand? To remember the Father is an incognito matter, but how much you study is not incognito. All of you are number-wise in studying. You do not all study to the same extent. Baba understands that some of you are still babies. Sometimes you don't even remember such an unlimited Father for 3 or 4 months. How could Baba know that you are remembering him if you don't even write a letter to the Father telling him how you are progressing and what service you are doing? The Father has so much concern for you children. He wonders, has that child become unconscious? Has that child died? Some write wonderful service news to Baba, in which case the Father understands that those children are still alive. Serviceable children can never remain hidden. The Father wins the heart of each one of you children. He knows what each of you is like. The illness of body consciousness is very severe. Baba explains in the Murali that some have wrong intoxication of this knowledge. They have arrogance. Such children neither remember Baba nor even write a letter to him. How can the Father then remember you? Remembrance attracts remembrance. You children now remember the Father whilst knowing him accurately. You sing his praise from your hearts. Some of you children consider the Father to be ordinary, and so you don't remember him. Baba doesn't display any great pomp, etc. God speaks, I teach you Raja Yoga in order for you to attain the sovereignty of the world. However, you don't seem to realize that you are studying with the unlimited Father in order to claim the sovereignty of the world. If you had this intoxication, your mercury of unlimited happiness would always remain high. Those who study the Gita say that Sri Krishna spoke the words, I teach you Raja Yoga. But they wouldn't have the happiness of attaining a kingdom. When they finish studying the Gita, they go to their businesses. It is now in your intellects that the unlimited Father is teaching you. This would not enter their intellects. Therefore, you must first of all give the introduction of the two fathers to anyone who comes. Tell them, Bharat was once heaven, but it is now hell. This is now the Iron Age. It would hardly be called heaven. You can't claim to be in both the Golden Age and the Iron Age at the same time. When someone receives sorrow, he would say that he is in hell, whereas when someone experiences happiness, he would say that he is in heaven. There are many who say this. Those who experience a lot of sorrow are in hell, whereas we now experience a lot of happiness. Because some people have palaces and motors, etc., they think that they're in heaven, and that whether it is the Golden Age or the Iron Age, it's all the same to them. Therefore, you first of all have to make the aspect of the two fathers sit in their intellects. The Father himself gives you his own introduction. How could he be omnipresent? Would you call your physical fathers omnipresent? They can see in the pictures you show them that the form of a soul and the form of the Supreme Soul are identical. There's no difference between them. A soul is no larger or smaller than the Supreme Soul. Each one is a soul. He too is a soul. He constantly resides in the Supreme Abode, and so he is called the Supreme Soul. I do not come into this world like all of you souls do. I just come at the end and enter this body. Although these things are very easy to understand, outsiders can't understand them. The only difference is that they have replaced the name of the Father with the name of Sri Krishna, a resident of Vaikunth, paradise. How could Sri Krishna come from Vaikunth, heaven, into hell, and teach you Raja Yoga? How could Sri Krishna say, "Forget your body, including your bodily relations, and remember me alone"? How could your sins be cut away by having remembrance of a bodily being? Sri Krishna was just a small child. Just look at the contrast between him and myself when I enter the old body of an ordinary human being. There is so much difference. Due to this one mistake, every human being has become impure and poverty-stricken. Neither am I omnipresent, nor is Sri Krishna omnipresent. A soul is omnipresent in each body. I do not even have a body of my own. Each soul has his own body. Each body is given a different name. Neither do I have a body, nor is a bodily name given to me. I take this old body and change his name to Brahma. Brahma is not my name. I am eternally Shiva. I alone am the bestower of salvation for all. It is not souls who are called the bestower of salvation for all. Does the Supreme Soul ever become degraded? Only souls become degraded, and only souls receive salvation from the Father. You must churn the ocean of this knowledge and think about all of these things. Otherwise, how would you be able to explain them to others? However, Maya is so powerful that she doesn't let the intellects of you children progress. Some of you waste your time gossiping throughout the day. In order to pull you away from the Father, Maya exerts great force on you. Some children break away because they don't remember the Father. Their stage doesn't become unshakable or immovable. The Father raises you up again and again, and then Maya continues to knock you down. The Father says, "You must never be defeated. This match happens every cycle. It is nothing new. You will definitely become conquerors of Maya by the end. Ravan's kingdom has to end, and we will then rule in a new world. We have become conquerors of Maya every cycle. We have ruled in a new world countless times." The Father says, "Keep your intellects constantly busy, and you will remain constantly safe." This is what is known as being a spinner of the discus of self-realization. There is no question of violence in this. Only you Brahmins can be called spinners of the discus of self-realization. Deities cannot be called spinners of the discus of self-realization. There is a great difference between the customs and systems of this impure world and those of the deities. It is the residents of the land of death who call out to the Purifier Father, Come and purify us, impure ones. Take us to the pure world. It is in your intellects that 5,000 years before today, there used to be a pure new world, which was called the Golden Age. The Silver Age wouldn't be called a new world. The Father has explained that that is first class and the other is second class. You should imbibe every aspect very well, so that anyone who comes and listens to you becomes amazed. There are many who become amazed, but they do not have the time to make effort because they have heard that they definitely have to remain pure. It is the vice of lust that makes human beings impure. By conquering it, you become conquerors of the world. However, it is as though vice is a treasure for them, and this is why they don't even speak of it. They simply say that you must control your mind. Only when your mind is not in a body can it become free from thoughts. Your mind cannot become free from thoughts otherwise. You receive a body in order to act. Therefore, how could you stay in the Karmateet stage? The Karmateet stage is said to be the stage of a corpse. To be a living corpse means to become detached from your body. The Father is teaching you a study of how to become detached from your bodies. You souls are distinct from your bodies. You souls are residents of the Supreme Abode. When you souls enter bodies, you are called human beings. Each of you receives a body in order to act. You leave one body and take another in order to carry on acting. Only when souls are not in bodies can they experience peace. Neither are actions performed in the incorporeal world, nor is there any question of actions in the subtle region. The world cycle only turns here. This knowledge means to know the Father and the world cycle. There is no one with either a white costume or a beautifully decorated costume in the subtle region, nor is there Shankar adorned with a snake, etc. The Father continues to explain to you the secrets of Brahma and Vishnu. Brahma exists here, and the dual form of Vishnu is also here. That scene is just part of the drama, which can only be seen in a divine vision. You cannot see anything pure with those criminal eyes. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vadarna 1. In order to keep yourself constantly safe, you must keep your intellect busy, churning the ocean of this knowledge. Become a spinner of the discus of self-realization. Do not waste your time in gossiping. 2. Study the study that the Father teaches you of becoming detached from your body. In order to be saved from Maya's force, make your stage unshakable and immovable. Blessing. May you cooperate with everyone and become a practical sample, the same as Father Brahma, who put his aim into a practical form. Father Brahma made himself an instrument, an example, and always put his aim into a practical form. Whoever takes the initiative is Arjuna. He became number one by doing this. Follow the Father in the same way. Become a constant image of virtues with whatever you do in your life. Become a practical sample and enable souls to imbibe virtues easily with your cooperation. This is known as the donation of virtues. To donate means to give your cooperation. All souls now want to see some practical proof and not just hear about everything. Therefore, first make yourself an image of virtues. Slogan: those who dispel the darkness of everyone's disappointments are lamps of knowledge. Om Shanti.